Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Well, on this week's show, I'll talk to IFA President Francie Gorman, who was special guest at last Monday night's Wofford IFA AGM. Plus, I'll talk to Betty Coughlin, who received IFA's Honorary Life Membership. We'll preview next week's webinar, What Does the New Nitrates Action Plan Mean to Your Farm? We'll talk to Seamus Carney of Chagas, and I'll look ahead to next week's Tierlawn's Business and Market Outlook for 2026 meeting in Dungarvan. On Thursday next, I'll talk to Pat O'Keefe, Director of Corporate Affairs at Tierlawn. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, special guest at the Wofford IFA County AGM on Monday night last in Lawless Hotel was National President of the IFA, Francie Gorman. First of all, Francie, welcome to Dungarvan.
Thank you very much, Kieran. It's great to be here.
Francie, you're here. First of all, a big presentation before our interview here to Betty Coughlin getting Honorary Life Membership. Great to see a woman like Betty being honoured for over 30 years of commitment to the farm family and indeed to IFA.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know how big a part she played in the foundation of the Farm Family Committee, and particularly the issue of pension rights for spouses, farm spouses, was a huge delivery. And thousands of farm spouses, ladies who have worked on farms around the country benefited from that work. And it's a really, really deserved award to Betty here tonight, and to James and the family. James been a recipient previously as well.
And of course, what you said to me in our interview, a lot of work going on with mental health, farm safety, getting solicitors in about wills, all the kind of nitty gritty that's so important for the industry and for farm families.
Absolutely. There's an amount of work going on there. Huge compliments to the current Farm Family Committee with Teresa Roach chairing it for the amount of work they've put in there. And look, through previous farm family chairs, it doesn't just happen in one person's term. The delivery on the fair deal is a perfect example of that went on, not just from one particular chair, but went through a number of chairs before we finally got delivery on it, and there's still issues to be sorted out there.
Francie, huge turnout tonight for the AGM. John Heffernan, the county chairman, steps down after four years of great service to the IFA, not alone Wofford, but indeed on from a national scene as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, to be here to present the award to Betty tonight, hugely important for me. I think it's a way that we recognise people who have gone before us in the association, but particularly for John, who's been an outstanding chairman from County Wofford, good friend of mine, and how he's represented Wofford farmers through issues like fixed milk and managed to keep farmers together really epitomises how a county chair should chair their committee. A very understated man, but not afraid to stand up in the best, strongest possible way for farmers in general and for Wofford farmers in particular.
Francie, before we come on air, you just mentioned that you're halfway through your term National IFA President. My God, the amount of issues out there now, obviously sustainability, the whole nitrates derogation, Mercosur, Common Agricultural Policy, a lot going on, Francie.
Yeah, it's been a really, really busy 2 years. And I mean, I'd like to pay a tribute to the work that everybody around the country has put in the association. It's not just about the president, our council, our voluntary officers at a county level, our staff, led by Damien McDonald, our director general, have put in a huge shift. And the last 2 years have been really busy with all the elections in my first term as president. And then, I mean, the derogation was a huge issue. Right from the beginning, people said to me, look, Francie, we have to hold this derogation. And on the other hand, a lot maybe thinking it can't be held or we won't be able
to get that over the line was huge, because getting the 3-year extension, but it was a coming together, not alone of the farming organization, but indeed the industry as well.
Absolutely. I think that was key. I think we were able to show a common purpose from the person farming the land, milking their cows, right through to the top in the processing sector, and right through from the Minister for Agriculture to the Taoiseach on the political side of it, and to be able to show a common purpose as a country, how important it was to get this over the line. And I think if someone had to say to me at the start of my term that when we get the derogation renewed, it would be done for 3 years, I think we'd have probably said that would be a big ask. But look, I think we still have to keep our nose to the ground. There's a lot of conditions that are going to have to be met through the appropriate assessment in particular. We don't know where that's going to play out. So that's an unknown. But at least we have certainty for 3 years, by and large, with a couple of asks around reduction of fertilizer, 5%, and buffer zones in the four catchment areas that were named. And I think looking forward then to the period after the 3 years, the minister has been quite clear to me and me to him that whatever we got for this 3-year period, it had to lead to the derogation being renewed further down the road. And I mean, look, for the processing sector in particular and the knock-on added value effect for rural economy, it's an absolute essential. It's absolutely essential that we get that And look, we won't be losing sight of that. We're not cheerleading it. We know what we have to do to try and show an improvement in water quality. That's going to be necessary. But farmers have put in an amount of work on that over the last decade in particular. And really, it has come to the forefront in the last 2 or 3 years. So look, we'll face that down when it comes.
Mercosur, you were out in Brussels before Christmas. There's a huge challenge there because the South American beef from Brazil in particular coming in not at the same standard. Sustainability literally doesn't exist down there, as you know from my FA trips out there. Where's your feel as regards Mercosur now, Francie?
Yeah, well, I mean, if Mercosur was easy, agreed, we wouldn't talk about it 25 years on from the time the first negotiations started. And to be clear, in IFA, and we've been ultra consistent in this, despite what anybody says, John Bryan was in Brazil in 2006. That's almost 20 years ago now. And we've been opposing the importation of beef from South America that clearly doesn't meet the standards that we're expected to meet as farmers here. And we're quite clear that this deal will not guarantee that. As late as 2 months ago, we were back in Brazil again, and we'd seen no improvement in the bulk of farms.
Antibiotics, hormones being used widely. No change, you say, over the 20 years.
Freely available, as freely available as you'd walk into a service station here in Dungarvan and buy a Mars bar.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not good enough. Yeah. And it's not good enough that agriculture, that farming, that beef farmers and poultry farmers in particular in this country, and we will bear the brunt of it because we export 90% of what beef we produce. So we're going to be adversely affected that we have to carry the can for big business. And look, we're not anti-trade. We export 90% of what we produce. We understand trade better than anybody. We produce food for 50 million people. But we want fair play, and we don't see why agriculture has to carry the cost of this. And they can have their agreement. Let them take out agriculture out.
Okay, yeah. Because I was just going to say, the bigger nations across Europe, obviously, a lot more involved rather than agriculture. Agriculture very much small part of their portfolio. But as you say, the opportunity to take agriculture out of the whole agreement.
Yeah, and to be clear, this agreement is agreed. This agreement is finished. It's defined what it has agreed. It has to be signed off now. And that's the reason that we're opposed to it. Because they can't take agriculture out today because it's agreed. Mm-hmm. And we're very unhappy about that. But they could go back to the drawing board and look at a new trade agreement and take agriculture out of it. Because what they're expecting European farmers, and particularly Irish beef and poultry farmers, to accept is completely unfair.
And contaminated meat came in. It's proven that it came in. You would think that would have a bigger impact than it had. Well, you all want for safe, secure food, but my God, what needs to happen?
Absolutely, Kieran. And I think that's another aspect to it as well. We have to consider the consumers. And we understand that consumers want, obviously, they want the cheapest meat they can buy, but they also want the best meat they can buy.
Quality and quality
is as important as price to Irish consumers and to European consumers. And it was quite clear from what we'd seen out in Brazil that it wasn't produced to the standards that we would expect if it's going to come in here. And it was backed up by a food recall where beef from Brazil came into Rotterdam port, was distributed to 12 different countries around Europe and was fed to consumers in Italy, containing a cancer-causing hormone that's been banned in the European Union for 30 years. So that alone should raise...
What needs to happen, Francie, now? What needs to happen and what can happen to be realistic from an Irish point of view against the bigger nations across Europe?
Well, all we can do is continue to oppose it. And we in IFA have been quite clear around that for, as I said, for 20 years. There's a protest that we're supporting in Athlone next Saturday. Unfortunately, it looks tonight, even though I won't say it's going to happen until it's signed in the dotted line, that at council level it may well be agreed before Saturday. But even after that, we have to have it ratified at European Parliament level. So that won't be done for 6 to 8 weeks. So for us, the fight goes on, and we have to keep at it. And it's not just about this deal. If they're prepared to sell us down the river on a Mercosur deal, they'll do the same with the Australians, they'll do the same with the Indians. So we need to put a marker down as farmers that we can't be taken for granted of this.
Francie Cormann, listen, great to have you here at Dungarvan for the IFA AGM. And as you say, you're delighted to be here for Betty Coughlin getting the honorary life. And of course, John stepping down as chairman. Listen, it's great to talk to you as always. I look forward to talking to you again in the future, Francie.
Absolutely, Kieran. And any time. And look, a happy new year to all your listeners. And look, well, I'm sure we'll be talking again soon in 2026.
Francie Cormann, National Chair, President of the IFA. Thanks for talking.
Well, one of the highlights at the AGM, the Waterford IFA AGM on Monday night last in the Lawless of Held on Garden, was the presentation of Honorary Life membership. And the Honorary Life membership for 2026 has gone to a very deserving woman indeed from the Kinselbeg Club. And of course, that is Betty Cotton. Betty, congratulations. Great honour.
Thank you very much.
Betty, you've been a long while involved with the IFA. How and when did you get involved, especially with the family farm?
32 and a half years ago.
Right.
September 93, it started. Mary Fling and myself are the ones at every meeting. And Mary's at this moment our chairperson of Farm Family.
And of course, your husband, James, will be well known, former county chairman as well. But you were always interested in the whole farming. For a long while, the women really were in the back seat. But my God, have the family farm group really promoted the role of women in agriculture as it should be?
Well, I'm interested because of the friendship I've made from it.
Yes.
Not maybe what I learned farming-wise, because I leave that a lot, I think, to the men. Yeah. I think the women need social life, and that's the side of it I really love.
You've seen a lot of changes over the year, and of course, you've also been involved at national level as well.
Yes, attend meetings. When you're chairperson, you attend four times a year. You attend the meetings in Dublin, and you meet with many other people and learn all the...
Now, I know you celebrated 30 years ago, a few years ago, and interviewed a few of your founding members. Of course, you have a great camaraderie and very much work.
Which is very important.
Hand in glove with the IFA, with the men in the IFA. Yeah.
And then we take a day trip at the end of June always. Usually about 50 people go. And then we do trips to Fodderland. We do weekends away once a year as well.
And you're as enthusiastic as ever. You're still involved. Great woman to attend meetings and great woman to organise.
Yeah, I love coming in. I come to the county executive all the time as well.
Every month.
I enjoy that too.
Over 30 years.
Yeah.
John Heffernan, county chairman, giving this woman the honorary life membership. That was an easy decision.
Very easy decision. Betty is very much under telling her ability and her input here. Like, the Farm Family Group have an awful lot of good work done in relation to farmers' health, all this thing around, you know, there were so many different campaigns that have been over the years. Mental health and physical
and safety.
And the things that no one else think about, which can be a lot more important maybe than the price of sheep or the price of milk or advice beef, like, you know, and the Farm Family Committee, like Betty explains it very well. There's a very strong bond between that committee, but that's how work gets done. When you have a group of people focused together, and are good friends, they can achieve an awful lot. And I've learned that in my time in Ireland.
Well, John, you're 4 years county chairman, but I'm delighted the decision you made in giving Betty Honorary Life membership. Final word to you, Betty.
Every month that we meet, we have a speaker and on different subjects, which is very interesting for people. And it's good for people to hear different things. We'd have maybe a solicitor, we'd have sometimes maybe a beautician, we would have a dietitian. Yeah. And, you know,
doctor, psychologist, the whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as John said, it's more than just the animals out in the farm. Listen, you made a huge contribution. I'm delighted you're honoured here tonight. Congrats, well done. I'm sure we'll see you around the IFA executive meetings over the coming year.
Coming.
Yeah. Betty, well done. Betty Coughlin, Honorary Life Member. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farm View. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Firstly, turning to our farmer markets and country markets up and running for the new year with top quality farm fresh products available every week across Waterford City and County. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, running from 9 till 2. Friday mornings, Waterford Country Markets every Friday morning in St. Olaf's Hall. Also, Dungarvan Country Markets up and running in the Causeway Tennis Club, Abbeyside, every Friday morning. Now, because of the recent passing of Ned Ryan, and as a mark of respect for Ned Ryan, whose wife Mary has been a stalwart of Dungarvan Country Markets, there's no market this Friday, but market will resume on Friday next at Dungarvan Country Markets. While looking at Saturday, you have Tremor Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tremor, Waterford Farmers Market, John Roberts Square, as well as Strably Farmers Market every Saturday morning as well. Turning to our livestock marts, Waterford Ross Mart, General Cattle and Calf Sale every Saturday morning, Sheep Sales every Monday from 10, and Richie was on to tell us that the very first dairy sale of the new year is on Friday 23rd from 12 noon, with entries now being taken. While Dungarvan Mart, General Cattle and Calf Sale every Monday from 11, and Anne was on to remind us that a clearance sale of 30 genuine dairy stock for a local supplier, all scanned and spring calving quality stock. Two big events next week we'll preview in part two: the Tierlan Information Meeting, Business and Market Outlook for 2026, Park Hotel on Thursday next 7:30, we'll preview with Pat O'Keefe in part two, and also Chagas, what does the new Nitrates Action Plan mean for you? It's a webinar on Tuesday next at 8 o'clock. We'll preview the big webinar in part two with Seamus Carney. Farmer Hoof Care Course, the very first Farmer Hoof Care Course of the year, will take place on Tuesday and Wednesday next, Ed O'Donnell's, Kilshiel and Clonmel. For more information you can Google AgriTrain progressivegenetics.ie. Now, Progressive Genetics Spring Dairy and Dairy Beef Roadshow will take place in County Waterford on Tuesday next. It'll take place at Patrick Kerwin's Carrigeen Kill, Dairy EBI Updates, Female Selection, Maximising Dairy Beef Calf Value as well. So that's Tuesday next, 12 o'clock, Progressive Genetics Big Roadshow at Kerwin's in Kill. Turning to our show jumping front, Jerome's Shanakill House Equestrian Centre, well, their first league of the new year commences this Saturday from starters right up to 120 with horses, ponies, registered and unregistered, all welcome. Non-stock option Saturday morning from 11. And finally, on our point-to-point front, busy weekend this weekend. Saturday, you've United Hunts point-to-point at Ballindenisk. In Wicklow, Shillelagh Hunts point-to-point at Tillahealy. And on Sunday, Mustry Hunts point-to-point at Ahabullock. And also in Tipperary, you've Clonmill Hunts point-to-point at Turtullagh and Thurles. And a date for your diary, don't forget the annual Dungarvan point-to-point at Killostra on Sunday, the 25th.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, what does the new nitrates action plan mean for your farm? Well, there's a very important webinar taking place on Tuesday night next, being organised by Chagas and Tierlawn at 8 o'clock. Tell us all about it. I'm delighted to be joined by Seamus Carney, the Chagas Tierlawn Future Farm Programme Coordinator. First of all, Seamus, a very important breakthrough last December with the news that the derogation had been extended, but you want people to take action now rather than kick it down the road.
Yeah, look, good news, Kieran, on the 8th of December that the derogation was extended, because at least now we know we have it for 3 more years. And like the derogation, Kieran, to those in it, is worth an average 43,000 to those dairy farmers. A lot of money. So the whole aim of this webinar, Kieran, is there's extra conditions now on the new derogation. Farmers have to put these conditions in place fairly quickly. So we're trying to inform farmers that they're more informed coming in for the derogation meeting, Kieran, that they're not hearing it for the first time. They can kind of be thinking about what they're going to do on their own farm to meet these conditions. And these conditions, Kieran, are very much around slurry storage, about moving us of slurry within the farm, about the amount of fertiliser you're allowed to put out then as well, and it's about the nutrient balance on the farm then as well. So they're the main conditions, but some of these, Kieran, can take a bit of time to put in place. So that's why we're trying to do the meeting now rather than leaving it a couple of years down the road.
And slurry storage is a key in all of this.
Huge key. And one of the big ones is like farms on average will have to have 20% more slurry storage in place going forward. And slurry storage, Kieran, it takes time between applying for planning permission or an exemption for planning permission. Then you have to apply for TAMS in order to get the grant on it. You're looking at maybe 12 to 15 months of a lead in before you put any digger in the ground at all.
So sooner the better.
Sooner the better. And I suppose, look, we're very conscious, Kieran. Look, meat price isn't going to be great for 2026. But what we're saying to farmers here is, look, to get the paperwork in place for 2026, so they're in a position then to get slurry storage in place in 27, and they have to have it in place by 1st of October 2028. So it's to have them in a position where they're able to go at the work as soon as milk price hopefully will improve again.
So what format will the webinar take? It's Tuesday night, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Kieran. So basically on the Chagas social media, the Facebook and Twitter, if farmers want to go into any of those, to see the flyer for the meeting, and there's also QR code in, Kieran, at the bottom right-hand corner. If you scan your phone over that, it'll bring you into a link to register for the meeting, which will bring you into the meeting then through a link. So Tierlawn and Chagas will also be sending out texts to clients or suppliers as well, so there will be a link sent out with that text helping farmers then to register for the meeting and to get on to the meeting.
So the format
in the meeting, Pat Moylan, my dairy colleague in Kinney, is going to cover the whole new rules about slurry storage and soil water storage, because that's one of the big ones now going forward. Pat's all going to show the farmers where the funding is through the TAMS grants, through accelerated depreciation, and through battery claims to try and reduce the cost of building this extra slurry storage. Thomas Ryan then from Tierlawn is going to go through the actions they're supporting on farms, and also they have funding available through the Farming for Water programme where they can help farmers implement simple little changes on farm, which are pretty much nearly 100% costed in some cases on farm then as well. And I'll be covering in care myself the new regulations around stocking rates on the milking block, moving slurry within the farm, and also about the new amounts of chemical nitrogen fertiliser were allowed to spread as well, especially in some of the different river catchment areas then as well.
And it's very important, guys, and I think we've 3 years to 2028, but it's so important, guys, take action now. As regards to getting involved on Tuesday night for the webinar.
Yeah, so to get involved for the webinar, Kieran, as I said, a lot of Travis clients are going to get a text, and the Tierlon suppliers will get a text as well with a link on it. You want to click on that link and register first of all, so you then you'll get a follow-on link to get into the webinar. And if you haven't got a text carried onto the phone, if you want to the Travis Facebook or the Travis Twitter pages, and there's actually a flyer up there for the webinar with a QR code down on the bottom right-hand corner, and by putting your phone over that, it'll also bring you into the LinkedIn as well to be able to get onto the meeting.
And of course, this is specifically for the Waterford Kilkenny region.
Very much, Ciarán. It's been run, Chagas Waterford Kilkenny in conjunction with Tierlon. And look, I suppose the advantage of the webinar, Ciarán, we know farmers are going to get very busy now in a couple of weeks' time. Just to give them the information now that they have the information coming into their derogation, their Chagas derogation planner, their private planner, and also as well, Ciarán, look, is get over the whole weather conditions this time of year. Just we know with frost and whatever, roads can be awkward to travel. So this is something they can log in at home on their computer, on their phone, and at least then be aware of the new conditions with the derogation we have going forward for the next 3 years.
I think it's a great idea. What does the new nitrates action plan mean for your farm? Tuesday night next 8 o'clock, the webinar. Seamus Carney at Chagas, listen, best of luck to you and all involved. I think it's a great idea. Have it good and early in the year. What does the new nitrates action plan mean for your farm? The webinar on Tuesday night. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Ciarán.
Well, next week, Tierlon are holding business and market outlooks for 2026. It's a series of meetings across the catchment area for Tierlon, and indeed the one in for Waterford is taking place in the Park Hotel on Thursday night next at 7:30. And to look ahead to this very important meeting, I'm delighted to be joined from Tierlon by their Director of Corporate Affairs, and that is Pat O'Keefe. Pat, welcome back to our programme. Indeed, Happy New Year to you and all in Tierlon.
Thank you, Ciarán, and many happy returns.
Obviously, it's an ideal opportunity, business and market outlook for 2026, and indeed Thursday night in Dungarvan is very important for shareholders and suppliers alike to attend.
Yeah, look, it's a good time of the year. I think a lot of spring calving herds in particular are in that kind of can before the storm phase, and it's a time of year I suppose to look ahead in terms of the business outlook, what are the likely trends in market prices and input costs and various policy issues. So look, we're looking forward to going to Dungarvan. We're going around the country to a number of locations. We'll also be in Corn and in Fermoy earlier that day, and we'll be in Clonmel for anyone in that part of the world on the following day on Friday at 11 a.m. So look, it's a good opportunity for shareholders and milk suppliers to meet senior management and board members.
And obviously, as you say, Park Hotel Thursday night 7:30. But also, of course, for people who can't make it, and indeed can't make it to Clonmel or Fermoy, you also have a webinar on Monday night.
Yeah, the webinar is popular, Ciarán, in recent years. People tune in if they can't attend in person. They like to. It's a similar content. It's 7:30 p.m. probably all over in an hour or less, and that suits some people. We get good attendance at the webinar, and I suppose our viewers, people can pick and choose whichever suits them. They can do both, or they can. The webinar is on Monday night, and then Dungarvan, as you say, is Thursday night. So look, it's a good opportunity to share the information and take questions from members and suppliers.
Obviously, you'd be looking at the overall performance of Tierlon and prospects for next year, and also, of course, the whole milk price dairy market outlook as well, which will be part and parcel, and nitrous derogation, all the other big ticket items, but obviously covering all aspects from both the business and from the farming perspective as well.
Yeah, look, there's a lot going on. Obviously, nitrates was a good outcome in December, but again, people probably will have questions around the detail of that, and we'll have, the likes of Thomas Ryan will be there now to answer people's questions on that. We've had a busy year in terms of our milk solids growth programme. There's a lot of interest in that. And again, general co-op issues, shareholders are always interested in terms of how the co-op is performing. They own the business, so they need to know how their business is performing. And again, there's always lots of topical issues that people are interested in. Even, there's tariffs now have come in recent weeks from China. There's different things. There's impacts on feed fertiliser prices. There's lots of issues as always,
And obviously, milk price at the moment, always a big one at the meetings in Dungarvan and across the region. And obviously, you'd be looking at the possible outlook for 2026.
Yeah, absolutely, and people are always keen to get more info. Look, obviously, last year prices were generally strong through the main part of the year, and then they fell quite rapidly from August onwards. So people, I'd say, are entering this year quite apprehensive and quite nervous about the outlook because costs have increased significantly. And the price now is down around the mid-30s, 36 centilitres, the base price. We have unconditional bonuses over the December, January, February period, but people want to know what, from their business point of view, should they be planning for. So that's the key piece,
Obviously, Pat, before Christmas, you announced agri support packages, and what type of response did you get to it? I think it was a nice initiative from Tierlon, especially at end of year, looking into 2026.
Yeah, so look, again, obviously, the agribusiness is a big part of our business, and, profits that are made by agribusiness are available to be distributed to shareholders, and I suppose the board have chosen this year and in recent years, sure that a lot of that money is returned to those who made it. So in other words, people who trade with the co-op get a rebate. So there's a €40 per tonne rebate on gain dairy feed between now and April, for €60 per tonne on calf milk replaced, or €10 a tonne then on Irish cereals. The condition is, I suppose, to have to spend in 2025 or in 2026 spend 5 cents per litre with the co-op. So I suppose it's confined to the loyal customers, but like I say, it is open to those who choose to trade in the coming year, if they haven't done that level of trade last year, that's available to them as well.
Well, as you say, you'll be covering all topics from the business point of view, market outlook, and Tierland board, senior management and local representatives will be all there. It's the Park Hotel, Thursday night next to 15, 7:30. Pat O'Keefe, Director of Corporate Affairs at Tierland. Pat, thanks for taking the call. Look forward to meeting you in the Park Hotel on Thursday night next.
Thank you, Kieran, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.